So we'll stop with this small talk and we'll start we will start now the seminar. So it's a pleasure for me to introduce Laurent Denis. So Laurent Denis is actually professor at the Mathematical Laboratory of Le Mans University in France. He was formerly a professor at Université d'Évry in France too, close to Paris. He received a PhD in mathematics from University Paris 6 in 1994, and from 2012 and 2023, he was also teaching at École Polytechnique. So his research interests are centered around uncertain models for finance, non-linear expectations, stochastic partial differential equation, Malievin calculus for jump processes, Dirichlet forms, and recently he jumped to backwards stochastic differential equation, and so his talk today is about BSDEs with singular terminal condition. So Laurent,
Yes, thank you, Adrian, and thank you for the kind invitation. So today I will present a joint work with Alexandre Popier and Dorian Cassetti-Hollande, which is our PhD student. So let me explain. Sorry. Let me explain the starting point of our work. So the starting point is this semi-linear PD, where Laplace, here you have the Laplacian, and here you can see you have a non-linear term which is not Lipschitz, so that, for example, after the work of Marcus and Véron, we can show that the solution of this equation may blows up at the terminal time. More precisely, we can show that there is a set S on which it is equal to infinity. The solution is equal to infinity at time t on finite on the complementary of S. So if you think to the links with the backward stochastic differential equation, you have to face with an interpretation in terms of Markovian BSD with terminal condition xi, which is the function g, the previous function g, and which is of this form, where here again you have a non-linear term or a non-Lipschitz term. And the novelty here is that the terminal condition xi may be equal to plus infinity on a domain, on a certain domain. So this equation, which is backward with degenerate terminal condition, appears. There is also a link with liquidation problems in finance. I'm not an expert in this domain, but if you want to minimize this cost function with respect to X, in finance, X is, for example, the amount of asset you have and you want to liquidate your portfolio. So you have to minimize that with the terminal condition, which is x capital T equals zero. T is the terminal time. And if you consider the dual process, you have to face with this backward stochastic differential equation one more time when Q is greater than one. So the drift is not Lipschitz. And moreover, you have the fact that the terminal time is equal to plus infinity. So you have to face with a backward stochastic differential equation whose terminal value is plus infinity. And thanks to this equation, you can also get the optimal strategy, which is given by this formula. So you see, for x capital T equals zero, it means that this term has to be infinite. So this condition appears again. Okay. So let me present the more or less general framework under which I'm going to work. So I consider a probability space on which a Brownian, not necessarily one-dimensional, multidimensional Brownian motion on the Poisson process is defined. FT is a filtration generated by the Brownian motion on the Poisson process. And I denote by N tilde the compensated Poisson process. And I'm consider Xi, a terminal value which is non-negative, and which is whose probability to be equal to plus infinity is non-zero. So it's a degenerative terminal condition, singular terminal condition. And I want to solve this backward with driver F and terminal condition Xi. And you know that the solution of this problem is a triple Y, Z, and U. Let me just mention that I consider a Poisson process for simplicity. We can consider much more general equation with Poisson random measure, but for simplicity, for this talk, I just consider the Poisson process case. So there are a lot of work on this, and the main specialist of this problem is Alexandre Poupier, which is here. So under quite natural hypotheses. So what are the hypotheses? I will give more details in a few minutes. So if you consider, you assume that F is monotone, you have an integrability condition as usual on the initial value of F, Lipschitz in Z, Lipschitz in some sense with respect to U, another integrability condition on F naught. And the main assumption is here, if you assume in some sense that F with respect to Y pushes the solution back to force it to be finite. For example, the main example we have in mind is this case, which is correspond to the liquidation problem. So if you have this set of assumption, Alexandre in a paper in 2016 proves that there exists no, if sorry, if Xi and F naught are non-negative, then there exists a unique minimal solution Y Z U to this problem. Moreover, Y and Z satisfy integrality condition before capital T, up to every time strictly before capital T, the solution is non-negative. And what does it mean, a solution, a super solution to a minimal super solution to this problem? It means that it satisfies the backward equation between time S and time T strictly before capital T. And we have this condition which says that in some sense it is a super solution. A super solution. And what does it mean, minimal super solution? It means that if another process satisfies the same property, it is necessary above Y. So this we can prove in a very general setting existence of a minimal solution. And in the Markovian setting, what does it mean, Markovian setting? It means when the driver depends on the Markov process, which is a standard Markov process driven by the Brownian motion and the Poisson process. So B is a drift, sigma the diffusion process, and beta the coefficient inference of the Poisson process. And for simplicity, we can assume standard assumption. Let's say that coefficients are Lipschitz, bounded, linearly bounded, and beta is bounded, for example. Then, if you consider this Markovian backward differential equation, what does it mean, Markovian? It means that now the driver F depends only on Y, Z, U, and X, the Markovian process. And the terminal condition is G of X capital T, where G here may be equal to plus infinity on a certain domain. So we assume the same kind of hypothesis that what than before. We need to assume that f is non-decreasing with respect to u. So when again, the main example is this example we have always in mind. So we know that there is a link with the integral partial differential equation. If g is finite, in the standard case, in the works of Boudin, Ball, and Pardoux, for example, if g is continuous with, let's say, polynomial growth, then if you set utx equal yttx, it means that it is the solution of the backward stochastic differential equation with terminal condition gxt capital T, starting here from t. Then this is a deterministic function, and we know it is well known that u satisfy this integral partial differential equation, where L is a diffusion term of the Markovian process, I the term corresponding to the jumps, and beta, which is also the corresponds to the jumps. Well, this is a case when G is finite. No. If we allow g to be equal to plus infinity, what does it mean? What happens? In another paper, still by Alexandre, he proves that if g is a continuous function taking value in 0 plus infinity, so which may be equal to plus infinity on a certain set S, then you also have to assume a kind of local integrability condition on the terminal value. Then if you, one more time, you denote utx, it is ytx, where this is a minimal non-negative, the minimal solution as before. Then this deterministic function is a minimal non-negative viscosity solution of the same equation, integral partial differential equation, on which satisfy the limit inf of u when t tends to capital T is above the terminal condition. Okay. But at this time, in the case of the backward equation, where is it? We have here the fact that we only know that the limit f of yt is above the terminal condition for the backward, and also for the solution of the PD. So a natural question is, in which case do we have continuity at time t? Continuity for yt is the solution of the backward equation, and continuity for u, the solution of the integral partial differential equation associated to the Markovian backward stochastic differential equation with singular terminal condition. So that's so in the first part of this talk, I consider the continuous Markovian case. It means no jump part up to, for the moment. So I consider this backward stochastic differential equation with terminal condition G of X capital T, G may be singular, a driver that I denote by capital F, and of course the solution of this backward stochastic differential equation is a couple YZ. So the Markovian process is the same as before, but there is no jump, so only coefficient B on sigma. What are the hypotheses we do on X? We assume that B and sigma are bounded and continuous and of class C1 with respect to X, with bounded derivative. This is standard. Let me mention that in our paper, we relax condition on B, but for simplicity, I consider the bounded case too, because it's quite technical. So sigma, as usual, I assume that sigma is C2, and with bounded derivative. And I really need this third hypothesis. I assume that sigma is strictly elliptic. What are the consequences for X? Since coefficients are regular, B and sigma are regular, we know that X is Maglavin differentiable. We know that the Maglavin derivative of X, of each coordinate of X, satisfy a linear stochastic differential equation. That's very standard. And moreover, this is very important and we really need it. We know that X admits density, a probability density P, which satisfies a Gaussian estimate, Aronson estimates, which is this kind of estimate. So now, what are the hypotheses on the driver F? We assume that the driver of the backward stochastic differential equation is the sum of two terms. A first term, f of t, x t, y t, z t, where f is a deterministic function. So here you see, I consider the case where the Brownian is d-dimensional, so that's no problem. So it's a sum of f plus a linear term in z with a, which is a deterministic function depending only on time on x. So what now what are the hypotheses? I don't give all the hypotheses, perhaps it's but I give the main one. So we assume that R is bounded on C1 with respect to X, with bounded or with a we can assume the derivative of polynomial growth. F is continuous and monotone with respect to Y. This is a standard. This set of assumptions ensure existence of the solution of the backward in some sense of the backward. Yes. So it is F is monotone with respect to Y. We assume a kind of local growth with respect to X and Z. And F is Lipschitz with respect to Z. These equations are quite standard in the theory of backward stochastic differential equation and ensure existence of a solution. Since we consider backward with singular terminal condition, we need stronger assumption to ensure existence of a solution of the backward with a singular terminal condition. So we assume that F naught is non-negative. And the second assumption is really important in some sense. What does it mean? It means that, once again, one more time, F has to push the solution backward strongly enough to ensure that the solution is finite. So we have this kind of hypothesis, Fy minus F naught, in some sense, uniformly less than minus eta, which is non-negative yq on eta. The assumption on eta means that eta has to be big enough in some sense. Well, F is a C1 with respect to wide with locally uniformly bounded derivative. F is also C1 with respect to X, with also some polynomial control of the derivative. So this hypothesis ensures existence of a minimal solution in some sense. Since we use Maglavin techniques to control the solution, we need differentiability of the driver. So that's why we assume also that, I think I already did, we assume that F is C1 with respect to Y, with bounded, locally bounded derivative. And F is C1 also with respect to X, locally uniformly polynomial growth with respect to X and Z. Whereas we assume enough regularity of the coefficient in order to be able to derive it in Majorana sense of the solution. So, last set of hypotheses, we need some hypotheses on the terminal condition. So, let me recall that we consider this equa backwards stochastic differential equation with which is Markovian. The Markov process is this Markov process with coefficient B sigma. The terminal condition is G of X capital T, where G is measurable with value in R plus and maybe equal to plus infinity on the set that we denote by S, which is assumed to be closed. We assume that G is, let's say, locally differentiable on Lipschitzian. And moreover, we assume a kind of local integrability condition on G of XT, which is expressed by this condition. Last definition, we need, as usual, in the theory of backwards stochastic differential equation, we need to introduce some space. So, as usual, SP will be, in some sense, the set of process in which solution Y will live. HP is a set of process in which Z will be. But since we consider an equation with singular terminal coefficient, we need to introduce what we denote by S infinity 0 t minus and H infinity 0 t minus, which in some sense means that a process belongs to this set if it belongs to all the set, the same set, but strictly before capital T. So what is the idea? The idea is we want to we know that there is a minimal super solution. We want to control this super solution and to prove that we have continuity up to terminal time under certain conditions that I will mention in a few moments. So, to prove existence, to control the term, we of course need to proceed by truncation. This means that we cut the terminal condition so that for any n, we consider yn, which is the backward stochastic differential equation with terminal condition xi n, which is a truncation of xi. Just let me recall that xi may be equal to plus infinity. So phi n is an increasing sequence of smooth function converging to x on which are bounded, of course. So we also, for technical reason, we also need to truncate the driver. Okay, and so we consider this equation, which is an approximation of the solution. Standard results on the backward stochastic differential equation ensure that there is a solution y n z n to this equation belonging to all the space SP on times HP. Moreover, since phi n is an increasing sequence, you can prove that y n is a non-decreasing sequence, and moreover, we have this bound, so we can control yn for any n on any time t. So the idea, we have an increasing sequence yn of process to define the super solution. The natural idea is to pass to the limit, and this is exactly what we have. One more time, I have to mention the work of Alexandre. So, what he proved in his paper in 2016, he proved that under the set of hypotheses I mentioned, YNZN converges the sequence to YZ in the space S infinite on H infinite, strictly before time capital T. The limit you get YZ is a minimal super solution to the backward stochastic differential equation with singular terminal condition psi on zero capital T. I recall that. What does it mean? It means that YZ belongs to the space S infinite time H infinite, strictly before capital T. Y is non-negative. Y, strictly before capital T, it satisfies the backward equation. The super solution means that the limit as T tends to capital T of the solution YT is above the terminal condition. And finally, YZ is minimal in the sense that any other solution or any other process satisfying the four previous points is above Y. So our main result, which is published in has just been published in a paper in a stochastic process and their application, is that we establish a continuity property in that case. Let me explain. So I recall that F T X T Y T Z T is it, there is a mistake here. ZT is missing here. ZT is missing. So it's the sum of FT, XT, YT, ZT plus a linear term in Z. So we assume that it satisfies all the previous hypotheses. On that, in the case where Q is between 1 and 3, if you can find a constant alpha which is less than 2, Q minus 1 over Q plus 1 on the non-negative on L greater than 1, such that you have this, let's say, in some sense, strange condition, which is that F S X 0 Z is controlled in some sense by this term where Z is to the power alpha. So let me just explain. If Q is between 1 and 3, it means that alpha is less, strictly less than 1. So in some sense, it means that this coefficient F, when Y is 0, is small enough, in some sense, when Z is big. Under this hypothesis, we got that the minimal super solution to the backward is continuous at time capital T. It means that the minimal super solution tends to the terminal condition as T tends to capital T. In fact, if Q is strictly bigger than 3, it was already proved by Alexandre. The case Q between 1 and 3 was missing, and that's what we have proved on this condition here. About on F is new. So I don't want to give the proof on it's really technical. So what are the ingredients of the proof? So the main ingredient, of course, first one is the approximation YN. Then we also need several a priori estimates based on comparison theorem. The main tool, really the main tool, is an integration by parts formula. To control Z, we need Machiavellian calculus on the fact that Z, we know that in the backward, Zt is equal to dt of yt, where dt is the Machiavellian derivative of yt at time t. And then we consider any smooth test function, if you want, with support in the set where G is finite. And we can, by using control, Machiavellian calculus, and so on, we can prove this convergence, since it is on any, for any function phi, we get, since here we have the terminal condition xi, we get that necessarily ynt tends to the terminal condition. Well, it's very technical. Okay, so we have, let me recall, we have solved in the continuous case where there is no jump. We have the fact that the minimal super solution in, the, in this case, under this assumption, but in the main example I give where f is just minus y to the power q, we have proved continuity up to terminal time of the solution. So the question, no? Oh, no, there is no question. First, we can have an interpretation in terms of partial differential equation. So, under the previous set of assumptions, if when again we consider utx, yttx, which is a deterministic function, it is a minimal viscosity solution of this partial differential equation, where L is the operator associated to the Markov process. Okay. So this PDE with terminal condition U capital TX equal T G of X. I recall that G blows up in some sense on the set S. And as an immediate application of the of our result on backward stochastic differential equation, we have the continuity up to capital T of the solution of the partial differential equation. So the main example, as I mentioned, very simple example, is when you take minus y to the power q. Okay. So I repeat, in the continuous case, we know that if q is larger, strictly larger than one, we have continuity up to terminal time of the solution. So the question, no, natural question is, do we have similar result for backward stochastic differential equation driven by a Poisson random measure? Poisson random measure on the Brownian motion. The proof is valid only for the, in the continuous case. So we try to answer to this question. And we consider a very, very simple case. What is this simple case? It's just a case where there is the backward is driven by the a simple Poisson process with intensity lambda. And we consider this example. Very simple. On the process X, here is nothing but more or less the Poisson process starting at x. So xtx is x plus nt, plus ns if you want. Okay. Okay. So we have to face with this equation. And for terminal condition, we consider G of X, which is what we call a right barrier. It means that we fix X naught in R, and as a terminal condition, we consider we put G of X equal to plus infinity if X is larger than X naught, and phi of X if X is less than X naught. On phi, you can take a smooth function, nice function, positive non-negative function. Okay. So what do we know? So using the work of Alexandre, we know that if Q is strictly larger than 3, You have continuity up to terminal time. By observing I will explain why. It seems that Q equal to is a critical case. I will explain why in a few moments. Indeed, if you have if Q equal T, you have to face with this equation. Here you can take a minus y square, and it is a kind of Fricati equation. So we study this case, the case Q equal 2. And we truncate. It's very simple. We just cut the terminal condition when it is above K, capital K. And what is easy to prove is that y key is less than yt, the solution, which is less than 1 over t minus t. Indeed, because if you take yt is a solution of this, you take yt determinants to be equal to 1 over t minus t, we can see that it solves the equation. Okay, since it solves the Riccati equation. Okay. So the related integral partial differential equation in that case is this equation. So what you have the derivative with respect to t minus lambda u because the drift is lambda. And you have here, since the size of the jump is 1, you have to face with this equation. So this is the driver minus u square. Here you have the increment of u with respect to x coming from the fact that the jumps are of size 1. And I repeat, the terminal condition is phi before x naught and plus infinity after x naught, if x is bigger than x naught. So what is a truncated function? The truncated function, the equation is the same as before. We just cut the terminal condition and replace it by the minimum between G and K. So it is a finite terminal condition. So if G is continuous, we know that there is a unique viscosity solution and a minimal viscosity solution of this equation. And one again, it's one more time, since by a comparison theorem, it's very easy to show that uk is less than u, which is less than 1 over t minus t. And I recall also that utx is yttx, deterministic. So we have this equation. Well, if and we can to solve, we want to solve this equation. So there is an easy case, quite easy case, is then if you consider that x is larger than x naught, then x plus 1 is larger than x naught, so that the terminal condition is infinite, in plus infinity. Okay, and the truncated function is the same with uk t, the terminal condition equal k. On this equation, you can s easily see that this does not depend on x. In fact, since the terminal condition does not depend on x, you can imagine that it does not depend on x, and you can explicitly solve it. And you have the expression of uk, which is 1 over t minus t plus 1 over k, and ut of x is 1 over t minus t, which is exactly the solution in the case where x is larger than x naught. Now, if x belongs to x naught minus 1, x naught, then x plus 1 is larger than x naught. So we know the value of uka t x plus 1. I recall that the equation we have to solve is this one. So you consider the equation so that you can replace uk t x plus 1 by this expression, and you have to solve this Riccati equation. Okay. On this, we can do it explicitly. Well, this is an expression you can just an exercise. And what we get is that the limit of UTX as K, so UTX, which is a limit as K tends to plus infinity of UKTX, is 1 over T minus T if T is less than capital T on phi X if T equals T. And you see here that it is not continuous at the terminal time. Since phi is finite, and as t tend to capital T, the solutions tend to plus infinity. And we can prove that the function we use satisfy the solution on x naught minus 1 x naught times 0 t, and it appears that 1 over t minus t is a unique non-negative solution of 8 on x minus 1 x naught times 0 capital T, strictly before capital T. Well, it's not so easy to prove it, in fact. Can check in our paper, but well, you have to come back, and it's quite a little bit tricky, but we can prove it. So once we have the solution on x naught minus 1 x naught, you can imagine what we do. We by iteration on x naught minus 2 x naught minus 1 and so on and so on. What we prove that the solution uka of the solution converge to the solution U, which is given by this formula. So you see, what is the minimal super solution of our equation? It is UTX, which is equal to 1 over T minus T, strictly before capital T, on G of X when T equals capital T. And we also prove that it is a unique non-negative solution. So what does it mean? It means that the viscosity solution is not continuous up to capital T. Okay. So if you consider the associated backward stochastic differential equation, it is exactly this backward stochastic differential equation. We can consider yuka, the truncate backward stochastic differential equation, truncate in the sense that you truncate the terminal condition and force it to be less than capital K. On what we get exactly the same property. We get the same property. It means that the minimal super solution of this backward is 1 over t minus t, strictly before capital T, on g of xt at time capital T. So that when again, you do not have continuity up to terminal time to this equation. So what we proved after is that in that very simple example, when Q is between 1 and 2, we can, by using a comparison theorem or arguments, we can prove that yt is above 1 over t capital T minus t, so it explodes. So the limit of yt is plus infinity everywhere. So one more time, there is no continuity up to terminal time. And if q is larger than 2, strictly larger than 2, we can explicitly solve the solution, and we can prove that there is continuity up to capital T. So q equal 2 is in that example, very simple example, is really a critical value. Well, so a natural question is, yes, of course, this example is very simple, too simple. And lose continuity in the case q equal 2 because there is no diffusion term. So what happens if we add a diffusion term? So it means that we consider the same equation, the case q equal 2, for example, the same backward stochastic differential equation with terminal time g of xt, the same function g as before, but we add a diffusion term, a Brownian part. And x is on x is this Markov process driven by the n with coefficient b on sigma, which are regular enough. Now, the associated partial differential equation is the same as before, except that, of course, you have to add a diffusion term, L of u, a second order diffusion, second order term. In fact, it's not so not very difficult to prove that one more time because we can solve more or less explicitly the equation. What we prove is that even if you add a diffusion term, we add that yt is equal to 1 over t minus t. It means that it does not depend on the diffusion. The u does not depend on x. In fact, we have exactly the same property. So the fact to if you add a diffusion term, it does not change the result. You lose continuity in the case q equal 2, which is very which is not the case when there is no jump. Finally, so we have proved this discontinuity, if you mean. Let me recall the equation we consider. Yes, it's this one. Yes, we have to we consider this equation, and we solved it in the case. So what we did finally, that we consider the associated Euler scheme, and we are on x naught minus one x naught, for example. You remember, I solved in this case I solved the solution on x naught plus infinity, which is what not so difficult, and we prove that the unique solution is 1 over t minus t. Then on x naught minus one x naught, here we have minus lambda ut of x plus one, since x is between x naught minus one x naught, x plus one is larger than x naught, so equal to 1 over t capital T minus t. So you have to consider this equation that which does not depend on x. We can prove that it does not depend on x. And you have the terminal condition, which is phi of x, which is a constant. So what we did is that we tried to understand why the solution tends to 1 over capital T minus T. So we applied an implicit Euler scheme to solve numerically, if you want, this equation. So we use an implicit Euler method to define the scheme u n theta. So we start, the terminal value is xi, and since it is a backward, we end with a t capital N, which is equal to capital T. And by implicit descending recurrence relation, we define, once we have defined un of tk plus 1, we are able to define un of tk. And function f is just the coefficient of the equation. So it's lambda u plus u square minus lambda over t minus t. And what we prove is that you have it means that you can control the scheme strictly before capital T, if you mean, and you have this kind of results, meaning that UN converges uniformly in some sense to 1 over T minus T strictly on each interval of time strictly before capital T. And we did some simulation to understand. So here in red, what you see, it is a 1 over capital T minus T. And in blue, orange, and green, you see the numerical scheme. And you see what you see, you can see it very easily. Is the terminal condition is equal to 10 in the three cases. And what you see, is that when you simulate, you see the simulation, the scheme who goes to 1 over capital T minus T. And you see here this point, the maximum of the approximation, it is a point which tends to capital 1, to capital T, as the capital N tends to plus infinity. Okay. So I think I can stop here. Thank you.
So thank you, Laurent.